এখন তাহার বিগত তার প্রথম তুলে উঠত যে আজ যে বিশ্বে কি আমার এইসব কথা পর্যটক একটু গেল
close by, and she's taken the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in her lap. And with great affection, she's very gently massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And Ratanantari, who is that? That is the Raghunath Das Goswami in his eternal form in the pastimes of Radha Krishna. That Ratanantari is also close by and fanning. And she's looking towards Rupanantari. Rupanantari is, in this world, in his Sabbath form, Rupa Goswami, the prominent Shiksha Guru of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Ratanantari is looking with very, very greedy eyes towards Rupanantari and thinking, oh, when will I be so lucky that you will bestow upon me your uchishta, your reverence? What reverence? That means the reverence of your service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Rupanantari, seeing Ratanantari and understanding her internal mood, she called, come here. And she gave the reverence of her service to Ratanantari. So this is called the mercy of a Sadhu Guru. By when the Guru is pleased with his disciple, he can bestow the adhikar, the qualification, to directly serve Srimati Radharani. So, Rupa Goswami, he has given rasa samagri. He has described all the ingredients of rasa. But only having ingredients doesn't make rasa. For example, Gurudev told earlier, and this one is more, so I explained it. If you want to make some sherbet, or lemon drink, and you take 5 kilos of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of water, and so much lemon, and you mix it together, it will not be any kind of tasteful drink. When the water is in the correct proportion, and there's the right amount of sugar, the right amount of lemon juice, everything, then we can say this is sherbet, this is rasa. So in the same way, the ingredients of rasa have been described by Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. But who has described the proportions in which all the samagri, all the components of rasa should be mixed together? That was Raghunath Das Goswami. And he has done that in his Vilap Kusumanjali and Sri Vrajavilas Kavar. So, now Srila Gurudev is explaining that if the Guru being so qualified, and such a qualified Guru is very, very merciful, if he sees his disciple serving him with making full endeavor, with full energy and enthusiasm, and preaching so much, on seeing this, what will happen to the Guru? His heart will just blossom with joy upon seeing the hard endeavors of his disciple. And at that time, and he will bestow his mercy upon the disciple. So here, the example is of Mother Yashoda. She's like Guru, and the milk is like the disciple. Why? Because she's directly serving Krishna, directly giving her own breast milk. But seeing the very intense desire of the milk to serve Krishna, she's leaving her own direct service to go and pacify the milk and give the milk a chance to also serve Krishna. In the same way, when the Guru sees the intense desire within the heart of his disciple of leading his own direct service, he will come and he will pacify his disciple, bestow his mercy upon the disciple, and give his disciple also a chance to serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So, Mother Yashoda, she put Krishna down and she ran to the milk, oh, don't worry, and she sprinkled some water on the milk, and in this way the milk stopped boiling over. So, the fact that Mother Yashoda has put Krishna down is very astonishing. Why? Because Putana, being a very powerful demon, and Putana has the strength of 60,000 elephants. So when Krishna was taking her breast, at that time she tried to put Krishna down. She said, oh child, leave me. But she could not put him down. And at that time Krishna was only 6 days old. Very small baby with not much strength. Now,
not slightly, even a little power.
And Krishna is not even trying to hold on to Putana. He's not applying Shakti. Krishna is Sarva Shakti Man. He has all power and potency. He has Agatana Gati Shakti, Shakti. The power to even make the impossible possible. So Krishna has so many powers. And when Putana was trying to put him down, he was not applying his power at all. And he was very, very small at that time. And still she could not put him down. But now we see Krishna is older. And Madhyashoda wants to put him down. But Krishna doesn't want to be put down. And he's applying all of his Shakti, his Sarva Shaktiman, and he's applying his complete Shakti. He's holding onto Madhyashoda like a monkey, with both arms, with both legs, and also with his mouth, holding very tight, as tightly as he can. Yet still Madhyashoda, with only one hand, she just said, sit down. Sit down in a moment. How is it so? Oh, this is because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is controlled by the love of Madhyashoda. In the presence of her frame, he becomes like a helpless child.
If I'm explaining like so, I think that Radha Tamoda, we cannot fit even in 2-3 months. If you like it, I will explain like so, but I cannot finish in 2-3 months. So as it is order me, I will explain like so. Yeah. Ekhane dey ekhi siddhartha. Krishna ke tini, ekhane dey bina parishrame, sattva shakti man ke tini positive. Aap Krishna shakti lage jokan parmo na, tapan dalta parmo ni karte ra, krodho se ra. তার ইচ্ছা বিরুদ্ধ আর তাকে তখন কৃষ্ণের একটা ক্রোধ হল, আমাকে ছাড়লো না, মা আমাকে ছেড়ে দিয়ে আশুদ্ধ রক্ষা করতে চেয়েছে। তাহলে কৃষ্ণের অতৃপ্তি দেখা যায়, তাহলে এখানে একটা ভক্তি ফিরে হব না। অন্য আবিলাসী তার শূন্য জ্ঞান কর্মা জ্ঞান আনুকূল্যের কৃষ্ণানুশীলন ভক্তি আনুকূল্যের কৃষ্ণানুশীলন পরিণামে কৃষ্ণের অনুকূল হবে। এখানে হনুমানে তিনি বলেছেন যে কৃষ্ণে কতগুলি যারা আছেন বৈষ্ণবরা, যে কৃষ্ণে রুচমানা প্রবৃত্তি করছে, কৃষ্ণের ভালো লাগে। কিন্তু এইখানে বিচার করা হয়েছে শ্রী বিশ্বনাথ চক্রবর্তী ঠাকুর গোস্বামী বিচার করে বিশেষ ভাবে ভক্তির বিশেষ বিচার রোজমানা কৃতি যদি ধরা হয় তাহলে ব্যক্তি অব্যক্তি দোষ সে মধ্যে এসে যায়। কি অব্যক্তি ব্যক্তি দোষ কি? কোন কোন সময়ে এই যশোদামা ভক্তি যদি বিচার আমরা করি তাহলে কৃষ্ণের সেইটা ভালো লাগলো না, রসমানা হলো না, তো তাহলে যদি কৃষ্ণের তাতে ক্রোধী হয়ে গেল আর ভালো লাগলো না, আর যায় না যে এরকম যশোদামা আমাকে ছেড়ে দিয়ে চলে যাও, তাহলে তাকে ভক্তি ভালো না। এইখানে অব্যক্তি সেবা করো, কৃষ্ণের সেবার জন্যই
Krishna, he was applying his full power. But Mati showed up very easily with one hand pulling down. At that time, Krishna became so angry, he was biting his lips in anger. And he was thinking, oh, my mother's given me up and she's gone to serve the milk. And he became so angry and upset. Now, from this situation, a question arises. Is this activity of Mati Yashoda bhakti or not? Because she made Krishna angry. For this, we have to apply the definition of Shuddha Bhakti given by Shri Rupa Goswami Pad. Anyabhivashitashunyam jnanakamad dinabhritam anukulyena Krishna anushiram bhakti uttamam. Uttam bhakti, transcendental devotional service, is the cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words and of moods which are anukul to Krishna. So here, Srila Gurudev, quoting from the commentary on this word by Srila Vishnu Chakri Thakur, is discussing the speciality of this word anukul. Bhakti is the endeavor and mood which is anukul to Krishna. What does anukul mean? So, some liberal translators have translated the word anukul as pleasing to Krishna. But Vishnu Chakri Thakur said no. Bhakti is not the mood and the activity which is pleasing to Krishna. Anukul to Krishna. Anukul does not mean pleasing. Why? He's saying that if we take the meaning of the word anukul to be pleasing, then two faults will come into Rupa Goswami's definition of Uttam Bhakti. One fault is called Abhyakti Dosh, and the other one is called Abhivyakti. Abhyakti Dosh means the fault of under extension of the definition. In other words, that the definition is too tight, it is too short and constricted to include within itself everything which is really bhakti. The definition is too narrow. And Ativyakti Dosh means that the definition which is given is so broad that some things which are not bhakti could fall within that definition. So here, Srila Gurudev is explaining by giving some examples. First of all, we see that when Mati Yashoda put Krishna down, he became angry. Also, when Mati Yashoda bound Krishna, he didn't want to be bound. But anyway, Mati Yashoda was binding him against his will, apparently. So, if we say that bhakti is pleasing to Krishna, then these activities are not pleasing to Krishna. And then it would mean that the activity of Mati Yashoda is not bhakti. But really, her activity, why? Because she has seva bhava. Everything she's doing is to serve Krishna, and it is for the benefit of Krishna. It is for his kalyan, for his ultimate auspiciousness. Mati Yashoda, she's thinking about Krishna's future and how he will be satisfied in the future also. Krishna, he may become angry or may not become angry, but we should not measure whether the activity of Mati Yashoda is bhakti or not by looking at Krishna's mood. Not by Krishna's mood. Krishna does not know what's good for him, but his mother knows. So here, Srila Gurudev explained that Mati Yashoda is thinking that I should take care of this milk. Why? Because if the milk is rich, I will not be able to make yogurt and curd, sandesh, and so many sweets. If this milk is rich, from my breast milk, I cannot make all yogurt, butter, sandesh, and all of these things. So this milk is essential. Why? For Krishna's happiness. So she can put Krishna down. And yet still, though Krishna became upset, still this is Shuddha Bhakti, Uttam Bhakti. Why? Because it's anukul yena Krishna anushiranam. It is not, there is no mood which is against Krishna in this. It is a favorable mood. Alternatively, if we say that anukul means pleasing to Krishna, then we see that when Krishna came to Mathura, he began to fight with Chanura and Mustik. And in fighting with Chanura and Mustik, he became so happy. He was enjoying this fight. So the fighting of Chanura and Mustik gave great joy to Krishna. So if bhakti is the activity which gives pleasure to Krishna, by definition, then it must be that Chanura and Mustik are great devotees. But this is completely wrong. Why? Because they have no Seva Bhavana. They have no mood, I should serve Krishna. They have no mood that in the future Krishna should be happy. I should take care of Krishna. They're trying to kill Krishna. And therefore, if we say that only pleasing Krishna is bhakti, then there will be a fault in the definition. This is ati vyapti dosh, or overextension of the definition. In essence, this is what we're doing.
On October 21, Shanibar, 9 May, maybe we are going to observe the birthday of Param Pujya Pad, Shri Srimad Bhakti Bhakta Srikar Maharaj. Param Pujya Pad, Sangishma Pad, Shri Bhakti Bhakta Srikar Maharaj. I have never seen this is one of the. I think that there are so many disciples of Param Pujya Pad. We are also his, but yes, he is our first guru because he has been a sannyasi. So also our Shiksha Guru. Shiksha Guru is like. So we have honor for Param Pujya Pad Maharaj. So we are going to observe. I request those who want to help us in this way. Those that think that, oh, he was our Shiksha Guru, our Guru, they can help us. And they will give some follow teacher. Now, Prasad is waiting for you all. Like Mother Yashoda has cooked very delicious. And she is only waiting with Krishna and Baldev to go. So you can go. Yeah, Mother Yashoda. When we have come to this very famous place in the old Vrindavan, this is Imli Vrindavan. What is the glorification of this place? Ekankam Asari, Rasa Stari, Vanshiva. Second Rath Vanshiva. Rath Vatari, Shrimati Radhika Dekhar. Amasamo Nitya Karche, Abha Panyo Vishamyo Nitya Karche. When the Rath was going on, all the Shrimati Radhika saw that Krishna is chanting with all the gopis and also with me. So she could not tolerate. Oh, Krishna knows that I am always with you, playing with you. You are my most beloved. And now he is saying to all, so Srimati Radhika became angry and he left the place. Rasa Sthari. That Srimati Radhika, Rasa Sthari Chari Diye, Manta Chandra. Krishna ne dekha, Krishna dekhne jese aaj, Kajya Nara, Radhika put hai. Aaj khoje khoje Radhika ke paas na itaman tini ho, Rasa ke Manta Chandra. কোটি কোটি গোপীগণ কৃষ্ণে এই কামটা পরিপূর্ণ করতে পারে কোটি কোটি থাউজেন্ড অ্যান্ড থাউজেন্ড অফ ক্রোস গোপী দে কুড নট স্যাটিসফাই দি থার্স্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ নেভার দে ক্যান ও কৃষ্ণ বিগেন টু লুক ও ভেরি শ্রীমতী রাধিকা রায় রাধিকা রায় রাধিকা এন্ড দেন হি অলসো লেফট দি প্লেস রাধ এন্ড হি বিগেন টু সার্চ রাধিকা When Radhika met him, oh, then you know Shingar was. He began to intensify the anger of Radhika. Radhika man panjan karvat yanda, a Shingar body amra jabo, so he can take tanke. He can take a push, a chayu karat diya tahar. Mastake rupate, bhushan panay chalagren, gola জীবন দিয়ে গোপীর আলো আসে। কৃষ্ণ বলেন যে সে এখন চলো নাই, তো গোপীরা এসে গেল। ইন দি মিড টাইম গোপীস কেম সার্চিং কৃষ্ণ অল দ্যাট আর অবজার্ভ টোট অল বিগিন সার্চিং কৃষ্ণ দ্যাট আর নট সার্চিং রাধিকা মল্লিক সার্চিং বাট দি স্পেশাল গোপীস আর group of Radhika, they were also searching. So where is Krishna? Where is Radhika? So all were searching. But when they came nearer to that, oh, there are so many things, I'm telling very clearly. Jab you wahan par aaye, jab aaj ek gopi ne method hai, nibade kaise galo? Krishna bolenge, chalo nahi tay kari, aap log kaise tumhare dwara karte? Aap tumhare prati irshya hoge. রাধিকা ভাবলেন ও যে গোপীরা আমার জন্য সর্বস্ব ত্যাগ করেছে, এমনকি কৃষ্ণকে উপায় আমার জন্য, আর আমি ছেড়ে দিয়ে কৃষ্ণের সঙ্গে একলা আমি নানা প্রকার ক্রীড়া ইত্যাদি করবো, এটা উচিত। সে যে হোক আর যা হোক গোপীরা ওদেরকে ছেড়ে একলা কৃষ্ণের সঙ্গে এই ভাবনা করে তিনি বলেন যে আমি চলতে পারছি না, তোমাকে এখানে চাও এখানে চল। কৃষ্ণ দেখলেন যে সে ও বুঝতে পারছে না, ওরা এসে ঈর্ষা করবে তাহলে আর সব ভঙ্গ হয়ে যাবে আর আমাও কেউ বিপদে পড়তে হবে। সেই জন্য কৃষ্ণ বলেন যে তাহলে আমার কান্না উঠো। তখন সে রাধিকা বলেন যে আচ্ছা আমিও উঠতে পারছি, তুমি আমাকে যে এখানে চাও। তখন কৃষ্ণ তাকে
Suffering so much separation. And he began can see a picture there. There are sides that the Krishna has. In the same shape, spiked golden. And it is the reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he became two golden complexion and intensive both of Radhika and he became Chaitanya. So when and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, I remember this same story. All this past time was and he began to come daily from a few past years. All this observed, weeping so much at that time of very dangerous forest. So, in 19, at about 3, he used to return. And again in the morning, after 10, he used to come, chanting his name very short. And for half of the 3 times, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, half of the 4 hai, koi bhi jane chintan karte karte ke naam ko. Lekin jese beshi ke rekhane jodi thaki, tala ma krishna to prakat me jabe, aar hama jina jese jirada vahu kante, aastadam karte parbo na. Tamar bahana kare diye, जगद्गुरु अष्टोत्तर सहस्रम भक्ति भक्ति सारंग गोस्वामी महाराज इमली तला तो नित्य किंतु उपेक्षित हो पड़े आज थी प्राय 100 वर्ष हो रहा है 70 वर्ष कि 80 वर्ष परम पूज्यपाद महाराज भक्ति सारंग गोस्वामी महाराज जहां के प्रभुपाद ইংল্যান্ডেতে পাঠিয়েছিলেন আর তিনি সেখানে যে মহারানী ভিক্টোরিয়া নাকি খেয়েছিলেন তার সঙ্গে তিনি দেখা করেন আর সেখানে যে প্রচার করেন ইংল্যান্ডেতে আর তারপরে প্রভুপাদের অত্যন্ত প্রিয় প্রভুপাদের মঠ তখন অকিঞ্চন নিষ্কিঞ্চন 7-8 অচন্দ্রকে কোন রকম জীবন নির্বাহ করত যখন এই মহাপুরুষ যোগদান করেন তখন থেকে পাল্টে গেল ধারা তখন তিনি কলকাতা থেকে এক এক সময় চাল ডাল সব এসে ঘরে দিয়ে তেল মশালা এইসব নিয়ে আবার অন্য রকম করে দেন আর তারপরে দেশে বিদেশে সবগুলি প্রচার ভক্তি সানন্দ গোস্বামী মহারাজ ইনস্ট্রুমেন্ট অফ শিল প্রভুপাদ সারঙ্গ সারঙ্গি সারঙ্গ বৈদেশ ও বৃহৎ মৃতঙ্গ ওয়েন ইট ওয়ান দি মঠ আর দ্যাট টাইম সি মঠ ওয়াজ নিশ বৈষ্ণব নথিং টু টেক হিট অ্যান্ড সো মচ ডে বাট থ্যাংক দিস মহাপুরুষ কেম অ্যান্ড জয়েন দি মঠ ও দিস মঠ হ্যাজ চেঞ্জ টোটালি ফ্রম কলকাতা ফ্রম বম্বে ইউজ টু ইউজ হর্স অ্যান্ড গো টু ও হাই হাই ক্লাস অফ and he used to sit on that. There are seats. They wanted to give something. I don't want anything. Only should my husband. Give him 500. No, I don't want Madan Mohan Trust, Madan Mohan Temple Trust, it was under them. But here, only pigs were coming. This was a place of very good place of resting place of pig and all. So he took this place and the temple was inside this, and after that he made it very clear and there was the Imli tree at the time of Krishna. Now at the separation of Krishna and Mahaprabhu, we had this. I requested them and I brought some plants of tamarind from Nursing Room and I gave them that green tea here. And thus it was given. Now new tamarind is coming, old remnant is. Once somewhere cutting this dog, the branches of the tamarind and blood from the customer. At once it was stopped. इसलिए उनके भाव हमारे हृदय में उनके हृदय में स्फूर्ति होती है। राधा भाव दूध सुगली बनी विग्रह बहुत सुंदर था। मैंने सारा ही जीव का एक बात मां उनके भले प्रिय बिना उनकी भावना के बिना उनकी चिंता के बिना उनके परिवारों के चिंता के बिना हम लोग का भजन संभव है। उनकी कृपा पाए पश्चात सर्व आत्मा कृष्ण के तक जो नौती क्रीड़ा के मूल तत्व है वे अन्य चार तो नित्यानंद गुरु और द्वैताचार्य गदाधर शिवाचार्य भाषक ग्रंथ ये सभी बन गए हैं। लीला के मूल तत्व जो तत्व है ये बहुत सुंदर की पूजा और सेवा नाम संकीर्तन द्वारा
लीला अवतार ना करे कपड़ लीला अवतार
का है इसलिए तुम नहीं समझ सकते हो। एक दिन हो सकता है तुम्हारे ऊपर में कृपा हो। चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्वाई कृष्ण सो मैं चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी करती जीवन नाते को किशोर की बेटी बट नेवर किशोर किशोर ओनली वन कृष्ण विथ फ्लो विथ द डॉक्टर आई ए बजट जनंतर एंड वी रन अवे राइट वे टू यू बेस बट इज एम अष्ट सात्विक लाइक श्रीमती राधिका राधिका
भगवान के साथ में लौकिक शब्द भगवत यदि भाव है ममता के साथ में तो भगवान के प्रेम का कुछ परिचय है। हम लोग जानते हैं कभी हम लोग अभी नहीं है साधन करते करते ये हो सकता है। रसराज कृष्ण ने बहुत सुंदर के रूप में प्रकट होकर के तो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र कीर्तन की विधि प्रदान है, किंतु उन्होंने गौवासियों के प्रति विशेष रूप से करुणा प्रकाश किया है। लौकिक जहाँ में अपराध भंजन स्थल है जहाँ समस्त प्रकार के अपराधों का नाश हो जाता है। बहुत सुंदर भाव आवेश में नित्य कीर्तन करते हुए राधा कृष्ण दुनिया के साथ में कृष्ण के राज निष्ठता मात्र का आश्वास तो माँ प्रभु जी के ये भाव होते थे कि मैं स्वयं गोपियों के साथ में नृत्य और राष्ट्र इत्यादि कर और नाना प्रकार के अशुभ रूप इत्यादि अष्टा भाव के द्वारा हंस में ये कहते हैं बहुत सी चीजें इसमें है विष्णु रहस्य पाए विष्णु कहते हैं यह सत्कर्च हरि भक्त्या कृते प्रभु सदैव फलम प्राप्नोति अभिगम करो गोविंद कृता। कोटी कोटि जन्मों में यदि भगवान का आचरण कोई कोई जन कोई करे कोटि कोटि यज्ञ सदैव इत्यादि करे उसका जो फल है वो गोविंद के नाम से करता हूं। सत्य युगे सत सत यज्ञ है और जन्म फलित गोविंद नाम से फल नामों जैसे जाति शक्ति पात निर्णय नहीं हरे साप कर्तम न शक्तों की पात हम आद की नाम में इतनी शक्ति है कि पापी उतना पापी नहीं कर सकता उसके सब पापों को पूर्व भविष्य और वर्तमान के सब पापों को नष्ट कर सकता हरि के नाम में पाप करने की जितनी शक्ति विद्यमान है अत्यंत पापी व्यक्ति भी बिना पाप करने में समर्थ नहीं रखता है। प्राय कौन प्राय चित्त नहीं नाम क्षमा कर्म त्याग करे इसलिए बुद्धिमान लोग कर्म का प्रत्याग करके हरि नाम क्षम ये सब साधु संग ये क्या है ये निशान तो करने के लिए बताए आगे और भी बताएंगे आज यही तक हम समाप्त कर रहे हैं। कल पंडो का कार्यक्रम होगा कल पंडो यहाँ से इमली कला जाएंगे इमली कला के बाद में गोपीनाथ गौड़िया मठ गोपीनाथ गौड़िया मठ के बाद में श्रृंगारगढ़ श्रृंगारगढ़ के बाद में आ जाएंगे तो श्याम सुंदर का जन्म बिहारी मंडल दूसरे देख रहा हूँ जब वहां से लौट करके आएंगे श्याम सुंदर का दर्द और नहीं यदि वो बंद है तो आगे राधा रामायण करेंगे राधा रामायण जी का दर्शन करेंगे गोपाल भट्ट जी का दर्शन करेंगे भजन कुटी और समाधि और काशी में गोकुलानंद जी का दर्शन करेंगे और गोकुलानंद के बाद में जहां तक हो सकेगा और दर्शन करके जल जलपान करने के बाद ही और इस तरह से दर्शन करके शाम को भी गौ
हरे कृष्ण
ठाकुर offering his prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna,
he changed it to some extent and
सप्तम
गोस्वामी
English translation.
English perfect.
Introduce yourself.
symptom that very soon their journey through the cycle of birth and death is about to come to an end. Why? Because by the association of sadhus, then by this association, deep attachment to the Supreme Personality Godhead will arise within their hearts, and thus they will come out from the cycle of birth and death. So this verse is giving an indication that those who have come into the association of Vaishnavas, they should think, they should have very firm conviction that soon my journey in this cycle of birth and death will come to an end.
So this Shaku Sangha, through this word, is there. I think that there may be so many devotees in the line of Raman, Bhattva, Vishnu, Swami, Devadas, and others. But if you know that taking the intrinsic mode of Radhika and beauty of Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come descended to these words like Shah and Guru. So those who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we are having the association of that high class of Vaishnava in the line of Siddha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Rupa Goswami, like others, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if we are dying, we are most fortunate. If you have received this, oh, we should think that, oh, my life is going on. Very soon, coming, Prataka, dawn is coming. Now sun will come, but sun, oh, Krishna Bhakti, Prema Bhakti will come. So the body is very fortunate. And then he has told that. Then namaskar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who makes the whole world Naam Sankirtan. And in Naam Sankirtan, making of Nayam Sankirtan, he gives a very rare place to this world. So he told Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur that this is by associating gradually, oh, a desire to serve Krishna will come. And if it has come, oh, we are no more. And it will come only by Naam Sankirtan. Naam and Naam are both. But now we are not realizing. But Rupa Goswami and their followers, they realize. They think that, oh, in some cases, name is more superior than name. So we should accept Naam Sankirtan. So Guru first, he first, any pure devotee, they suggest us to do Naam Sankirtan. How? Or accept any loss of Guru. And you shall accept a guru. Oh, you should try to test in some way that he should not fall down. If a guru of any disciple falls down, then what becomes? His heart breaks. If two, three times then, he loses his faith to Krishna or ever. So we should try to realize this. And to accept a guru, and he will give name and mantra to both. And we should try to do a godliness. We have to follow his character and also his instruction. So this was the purpose of your study class. Now I am coming. Namaskaram, Satchidananda Rupam, Rasat Kundalam, Kukri, Brahman, Yasuda, Yuru, Kala, Kama, Paramishta, Bhaktam. Srila Sanatana Goswami has been Darshani Vika. Bhagwan Vika,
Krishna